other? Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have now reached the second half of our radio broadcast. We're simulcasting the next 2 hours at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can watch us in living color and see all the documents and video clips. Coming up, CNN has the former head science advisor to Microsoft saying they need to terraform the planet to save us from global warming. Turns out Bill Gates has got the big patents on that. And we'll open the phones up as well. James Dillingpole is a best-selling author. He writes for the Daily Telegraph and the TV critic for The Spectator. JamesDillingpole.com is his website, and he's one of the leading people out there exposing the fraud of man-made global warming. Absolutely spot on, as they say over in England. And I say cheers to him with Christmas coming up. In the last 4 minutes we've got left in this segment, chronicling ClimateGate, that was only one blip that got a bunch of attention. We've had Ben Santer with the fraud at the UN. We've had Al Gore lying about carbon dioxide going up simultaneously with temperature. Chronicle some of the fraud of these people.
Yeah, well, this is one of the great defenses offered by the warmists is that this is a, you know, the ClimateGate was an unimportant affair involving a few insignificant scientists at just one, you know, obscure establishment in the boggy fenlands of eastern England, and it doesn't matter. The fact is that ClimateGate, what it did was confirm what a select band of brave scientists and bloggers and people have been saying all along, which is that the whole system is rotten to the core. Now, these scientists exposed in the ClimateGate email just also happen to be the small cabal of scientists who write the IPCC's papers on global warming. These guys are the lead authors. You know, one of the big names that keeps cropping up in those emails is Michael Mann. And Michael Mann is the American scientist who invented the infamous hockey stick curve. That was the one, the great big curve that Al Gore, in An Inconvenient Truth, he shows this graph of how global temperatures are rising, and he has to mount on this kind of crane lifting device because the curve is so steep upwards that only with this crane can he rise to point it out, and everyone in the audience laughs. The fact is that this graph, which was invented by Michael Mann to show how dramatically the world is heating up, has been proved wrong not once but twice by these two heroic scientists called McIntyre and McKittrick. And McIntyre and McKittrick have been on the case of the warmists for a very long time, and they've been using one of them's an economist, the other is a statistician, and what they've been doing is using their skills to analyze all the data that has been used by these warmist scientists, and they've proved beyond doubt that these guys are cooking the books. They are fiddling with the
data. They called it a fraud, and then the emails came out confirming exactly what they were saying with the fraudsters talking about them and how they had to suppress this information.
That's exactly right. And what the fraud, and it is fraud, because what these scientists have been doing is skimming off millions and millions of dollars worth of funding and denying that funding to any scientists who disagree with this meme that about AGW. This is part of the problem. Those emails not only show them cutting the books, but they also show them bullying the opposition into silence, trying to ensure that any journals that want to give work to dissenting scientists, that they don't do so. And if they try to do so, they want to get them shut down. Now, this is completely wrong. This is not how science advances.
Well, unfortunately, James Dillingpole, we are out of time. Thank you for spending so much time with us. Then there's the other frauds, like polar bears are all dying when their numbers are way up, saying they can't swim to school children. I mean, the frauds go on and on, and the key here is they know it's a fraud. It's part of their agenda. Have a great Christmas, and thank you for spending so much time with us.
Happy Christmas, Alex. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Take care. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back and get into the rest of the story. Their power grab, where they openly say they want to terraform the planet. Then your phone calls and what's happening with the healthcare power grab. Stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
Tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Obama Nation Care cleared its biggest hurdle in the Senate. It has one more hurdle, the full vote, coming up, they're saying, the next 3 to 4 days. Then it goes to conference between the House and Senate. If it can get to conference, it has a 90% chance, and that's a dead reckoning, no one's sure, of passing and being on Obama's desk in the first couple of weeks of 2010. So that is coming up. We're going to be breaking that down. Again, headline, Senate health bill passes major test. Health plans on collision course with the House. Also coming up, Senator says White House foes of health care bill are birthers, right-wingers, militias, Aryan groups. And that's what the MIAC and Homeland Security Report says. It says if you don't like the Federal Reserve ripping you off, if you don't like Obama spending more money in the last year or less than all presidents before him combined, you are a danger to the country. And so that is coming up. Look, I want to just play. There's two parts. We're just going to play the first part from YouTube of CNN and former Microsoft head talk of geoengineering the planet, part one of two. And Fareed Zakariyyah talks with the former chief technology officer of Microsoft. And they talk about how easy it is to put up these giant blimps up into the upper atmosphere, putting out sulfur dioxide to negate the effects of carbon dioxide. Now, out in the open, they're talking about geoengineering terraforming. The issue is they're already using this. They've already got weather modification blimps up. In fact, I printed it last night and wanted you, and meant to give it to you this morning when I was here at like 10. The headline was, to find one of the articles, was UFO over Salt Lake. And it's a giant blimp. These blimps are on record flying around spraying the atmosphere and surveilling people. I have the Washington Post, New York Times, 6-7 years ago when they announced they were putting these blimps up for multiple reasons. But then the local news, they call the Air Force and say, what is this? They go, we don't know. So the locals go, it's a flying saucer. Same thing over Russia. You can see the propellers on the thing. They use propellers even on the most high-tech blimps. You can see the blisters of solar panels on the sides to power it. These are unmanned giant blimps that stay up for years. So they announce they deploy them, then make it classified, and the public's like, Martians! Martians! No, it's surveillance and weather modification blimps. And I go on shows like Man Cow, nationally syndicated, and he makes fun of me, saying it doesn't exist, even though I give him the articles. I'm the crazy man. I'm the crazy man in Psychology Today, believing in this. Because in fact, just Google for everybody on TV right now. After you do UFO over Salt Lake, I printed it last night, it should be in the printer. Jaron's got the video. Google this. Homeland Security launches blimps. You'll get MSNBC. Watch. Homeland Security launches blimps. And you'll see a giant blimp being launched over D.C. rising up in the photo from MSNBC. And literally hundreds of other. So 6-8 years ago, they announced all this. Now the blimps are everywhere. And people are in Dallas. And people are in Salt Lake. And people are in Moscow going, aliens, aliens. There it is. UAV, satellites, blimps, Homeland Security. That's from Homeland Security Newswire. Raytheon blimp, ideal for surveillance. Cruise missions, detection. So you guys found a bunch of them. But the point is, all of this is going on. Add source MSNBC after it or Newsweek. I want them. Oh, you found MSNBC. Oh, again. Super blimps. That's not the same article. Eyes in the sky for Homeland Security. Scroll down. They may have just taken the photo off. There's a bunch of them, is my point. So, and they do this. They announce a world government, then they say it doesn't exist. You're a kook if you talk about it. They announce, in 1992, a scientist won a Nobel Prize, or was it 93? We've covered this in my doing research the last few years on chemtrails for a film I'm making. And they admit that they have adding the jet fuel so that the air traffic controllers don't know, the pilots don't know. There's only three or four big manufacturers of the jet fuel for your mainline airports. It's added. It's designed to disperse nuclei for cloud formation, ammonium, sulfur dioxide, barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and it disperses it into the atmosphere. And so by 95, they launched tests. And suddenly people went, I never saw a condensation trail last more than a minute or two. That thing's been up there for 5 hours. It's turning into a cloud bank. Well, what's going on? And then the White House science czar comes out in his first speech to an AP meeting. There it is. Eyes in the sky for Homeland Security. The exact photo I told you about. That's from 2005. Homeland Security blimps. And look at it over the Washington Monument. Blow that up for folks, please. See, but then I go on national radio shows and get made fun of. The public wants to believe it's flying saucers. In fact, since I'm already covering this, let's go ahead and I sent you several clips from ABC News and others where they're going, is it flying saucers? You know, is it aliens? And they got these things over Moscow. Now, when you watch the CNN piece, they show giant V-shaped blimps. And those are the really big ones that go up to 100,000 feet or higher and just hover around in circles. And it's so high up, you got to have a telescope to look at them. I mean, literally, if I had the time, they got one over Dallas. It looks at all of Texas. I could drive up there on a clear day, scan around with it with a filter, because it's white. You got to see it behind the background with like a brown filter. I took astronomy in school and I own a couple telescopes. The point is, and I could look around and find them. And I could put it on the news and people would think it was a giant alien craft. No. But notice, it's the same thing they just saw over Moscow was one of the blimps taking off. And, of course, the Russians have them. But the really high-tech ones are V-shaped, giant. And CNN shows these in the piece coming up. But first, that's one of the more primitive design ones of Homeland Security right there on screen. I sent you a bunch of clips. Just show one of the local news clips of Salt Lake City where they think, you know, the government won't say what it is, but you know, is it aliens or is it a secret craft? It's a blimp. It's a blimp. It's a blimp. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I have the facts. Why does the public believe it's aliens instead of a blimp? Here it is, giant UFO over Salt Lake. This is one of the shorter clips. You can go watch longer ones. Go ahead and turn it up.
What's hovering over Salt Lake City? Is it a rocket, a blimp, a UFO? A strange object seen in the skies has residents scratching their heads. The craft floated overhead for several minutes before disappearing. Salt Lake air traffic controllers said their radar didn't pick up anything, and they have no knowledge of the craft.
Yeah, see, that's the issue. I mean, you look, it's a blimp with tail fins, looks like the Hindenburg. It's got propellers on it. I mean, this would be like if the Red Baron landed a red biplane in front of your house, and the news came and showed it and said, we don't know what this craft is. It'd be like if a 777 landed at George W. Bush or H.W. Bush Airport in Houston, and everyone ran on the tarmac saying, we don't know what this is. See, they treat you like you're morons. And there's longer, there's like a 9-minute ABC newscast where they marvel and the government won't say what it is and maybe it's a UFO and the government said they didn't see anything. They treat you like children and just tell you it doesn't exist and you're seeing things when giant blimps are flying around. Now, I looked into this story from a few years ago and I looked into the Dallas stories. And clearly, they have military bases there. They are launching blimps. And they're only seen when they launch. Because when they go up to 100 to 120,000 feet, they are tiny. And people with telescopes, there's literally hundreds of videos online where people with telescopes run around freaking out thinking they've found UFOs. And people with powerful telescopes, privately owned, keep seeing giant craft orbiting the Earth, and you look at the photos of them, it's giant space stations. 90%+ of the space program in the U.S. and Russia has always been military. They've got space planes. I mean, you really think Virgin Galactic, Virgin Atlantic, is the only group that has space planes? A private airline company has a couple spaceships, and they launch missions into space for tourists, but the government doesn't have a space plane, and NASA can't get one off the ground. Give me a break. Wernher von Braun in the 20s and 30s drew up the space shuttle in Germany when he was the head of the German and then Hitlerian program in the 30s. He was the head of NASA's program. That is an ancient tinker toy that you are shown. The reason they go with blimps is because they're so inexpensive. It's much cheaper to have surveillance blisters, infrared scanners, and face scanners and license plate readers and weather modification packages on blimps than it is to launch them with payloads, because the space planes are not good at bringing large payloads up from the intel I have, though they have some larger space planes now that are highly classified that have leaked. Still, they use booster rockets to get them into the atmosphere. But a blimp, you put it up there in the edge of the atmosphere, it's up above. It can video and scan multiple states. That's what's going on record. On record. Now, when we come back, they talk about chemtrail blimps. Chemtrail blimps with the former chief technology officer of Microsoft about geoengineering from CNN. We're just going to come back, go right into this clip, and we'll go out to break. I'll come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour and comment on this. The full video is linked at InfoWars.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audio book on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
But I just can't see the world coming together to reduce CO2 emissions to the levels that will actually stop it. I can't see China or India doing it, which in and of itself would doom the project. And I really can't see Western countries making the kinds of drastic changes that would be required to cut CO2 emissions. And if we did, there is still lots of CO2 up in the atmosphere right now, and it would cause global warming anyway. All of which made me want to know, are there other approaches? Are there other strategies we might pursue? In that spirit, and in the wake of the Copenhagen summit, here is a fascinating conversation, a fascinating set of ideas, concrete ideas to solve the problem of global warming and energy without going down the Copenhagen-Kyoto route, or in addition to going down the Copenhagen-Kyoto route. Nathan Myhrvold, you've been looking into the issue of global warming, and you've brought all your expertise. I mean, you're a trained physicist. You spent years as the chief technology officer at Microsoft. So you understand the science, the economics. What is it that you think when you look at what is going on, what was going on in Copenhagen?
Here's the real problem, or one of the many aspects of the problem. When you emit CO2, a good fraction of it, at least 20%, maybe even a little more, will stay for thousands of years. So it's not like it goes up and then it can go away after a little bit. As we continue to emit CO2, it continues to make the problem worse. And then even if we stopped cold turkey, it'll be there for a long period of time. If you wanted a problem that was almost perfectly designed to be difficult for us to grapple with, this would be it. Because the cost is very high. The solution is going to require a lot of sacrifice. But the benefit is diffuse and global and way out in the future. And that's the kind of problem humans are bad at.
And that's why you have a fundamental problem with the idea, the whole approach of limiting carbon emissions as the solution to global warming.
I think that you have to be an incredible optimist, or you have to believe that it's not a severe problem, to think that that's the only solution we should investigate right now. Okay, this building has fire extinguishers and a fire system, but it's probably unlikely there'll be a fire today. It's a low probability event, but it's important enough that we really have to have all of this infrastructure and alarms and firemen that will race up here and so forth. Because although it's...
Okay, we're going to come back and play the rest of it, but I want to just counter what you just heard. And for people watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, on the screen, when they introduce him, they say, a new plan to save the world. So they're now going from saying the oceans may rise by a few inches and a few polar bears might die, which is an extreme fraud, to putting out the visual idea, the asinine statement, that the planet may be destroyed. Ambitious plan to save the planet. On screen, they're saying, we are saving the planet. And then the Microsoft former head of technology says, but we have a plan. And when we come back, we're going to play that where they show these giant blimps to spray sulfur dioxide into the atmosphere. Now, how can the globalists, the UN, the United States, Britain, go and put up these blimps at the North and South Pole, as he says they're going to do, without asking the rest of the world? Also, what are these chemtrail devices, these aerosol devices, really going to do? He talks about tipping points. That's what the father of weather weapons, meteorologist Ben Livingston, who flooded Vietnam during the war, who created hurricanes, weakened hurricanes, now declassified, came on this show and explained to you that it's tipping points they can manipulate. We already know there's a giant covert weather modification program that John P. Holder and the White House science czar now admits was just a test, that they're now going operational. So see, they now have to introduce it to you. Now, what they don't tell you up front is that Bill Gates, and let's search this during the break and show people when we come back, owns patents on hurricane-killing systems or hurricane-strengthening systems. The search would be Bill Gates patents hurricane weather control. I forget the exact headlines. He also has the patents on this. So this is his corporate minion. And, of course, Microsoft itself is an NSA/CIA front. So is IBM. That's come out on record. And so the globalists are going to play God. They're going to control your weather. HAARP, I've had the director of HAARP on, admitting that they can ignite the atmosphere with HAARP. Then during the break, the Air Force came on the line, griped at him and said, don't talk about that. John Harmon heard that. The guy running the show up in Minnesota, I'm down here in Austin. I ought to get John on to talk about that. I always talk about having him talk about it, but we should have him on. But the issue is, there is weather modification going on. We're going to come back and finish.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can read the headline, USA Today, Hurricane Calming Technology, Bill Gates has a plan. And then you find out he has all these weather control patents, because he's a government consortium front, a shadow government front. They give him all the patents they had decades ago. Everything he talks about, everything they have in these patents, is at least 30 years old. The Stanford Research Institute for the Navy Weapons Laboratory had patents for doing exactly what they talk about here in 1967. That's now been declassified as of 4 years ago. And I saw a story where the name Ben Livingston was in there as the father of weather weapons, how they flooded Vietnam when there were no clouds, they were going to create them, how in the 40s he was the first guy to fly into typhoons that are over 50 miles an hour, in some cases even faster, 200 miles an hour total. Again, in the Pacific, the hurricanes get even more powerful. They call them typhoons. He flew into those. I mean, this guy's amazing. And we have that video interview, by the way, with him. He came to Austin at PrisonPlanet.tv. They had all of this. And so now they're introducing it to you. Oh, we can put blimps up. Oh, we've been testing with aircraft spraying. Oh, this is a giant program in full swing. And we know they're already manipulating the weather. And the issue is they could create horrible, catastrophic weather events with this. that's on record, and then tell you it's natural and scare everyone into submitting to global government. This is literally the elite playing God. That's what they're doing. That's what they want. That's why the Pentagon calls it owning the weather. And that's one of their declassified reports. Just Google Pentagon report, owning the weather in 2025. They already own it, folks. Here it is.
Arms and firemen that will race up here and so forth. Because although it's low probability, it's severe. In this case, we don't even know what the probability is of how severe it can be without there being very severe consequences. We also don't know when we're going to get around to getting serious. So it seems to me that we need to have a plan B. We need to have a way to buy ourselves some time if it starts getting serious quickly. Now, what else could you do? And the answer is a topic called geoengineering, which says, can we directly try to intervene? So to use an analogy, we all know we're supposed to eat right and exercise a lot. And if we did that, we would a lot of heart disease, diabetes, tons of other diseases, we'd be better off. Turns out that's hard for people to do. And as a result, you also have interventions that you would do, like heart surgery, that you might do to get a stent put in or to have a bypass operation, because if you neglect the problem long enough, that's what you have to do. Well, the equivalent of that surgery in this case are means to directly intervene. Now, one approach is to take the CO2 and suck it out of the atmosphere. Now, how do you do that? We turn actually to Benjamin Franklin. In 1783, there's a volcano called Laki in Iceland, I've been there to visit it, that erupted, causing a tremendous winter in 1784 in the Northern Hemisphere. So Benjamin Franklin gives a paper. He says it was the volcano. Well, we know today through lots of...
How did he figure that out?
He has a great... It's a wonderful thing. I wish I had the text to read here because it's in this sort of quaint English of that era where he says that it blocked the many rays of the sun. Huh. And so far as we know today, Ben was right. And we know this because in 1991, Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines exploded. There's been lots of volcanoes since then, but a very large volcano that's got a tremendous amount of power will put a lot of gases and particles into the very upper atmosphere, the stratosphere. Mount Pinatubo did. It caused global temperatures to drop by about 1 degree Fahrenheit for about a year, year and a half afterwards. Now, that's interesting because that's about the amount of global warming that we have today.
So if you could just have a Mount Pinatubo every year.
A Mount Pinatubo on demand would do it.
And what is it doing? What is the chemical process? It's spewing sulfur dioxide into the upper atmosphere. Why is that?
So when you have small aerosol particles, light will scatter off of them. That scattering is why one range of that scattering is why the sky is blue. Another range of that scattering is why milk is white, actually. So it turns out sulfur dioxide is very good at scattering light. And if you have sulfur dioxide, it's what gives the rotten egg smell in part, or that and hydrogen sulfides at Yellowstone or other places you have geysers. Enough of those particles will scatter light. If you had a system for delivering sulfur dioxide into the upper atmosphere, you could easily dim the Earth by dim the sun by 1%, and even do it in a way that wouldn't be visible.
So how do you pump sulfur dioxide into the upper atmosphere on demand?
The first things that you think of, like, oh, let's load it into 747s and carry it up, are way too expensive. So you need a cheap way to get a lot of stuff up there. So we set out to invent something like that. We've come up with actually a couple ways to do it, but I'll tell you the simplest one, which is you run a hose to the sky. It sounds nuts, but you take a hose, you suspend it on a series of balloons, helium balloons. You want to run it 25 kilometers up because that takes you up into the stratosphere.
Now, the 25-kilometer garden hose.
Now, that's the interesting part. If you go through a calculation of how much you need, in our best scheme, it's like a fat garden hose. The total amount of rate that you're pumping is about 30 gallons a minute. Okay, that's less than a swimming pool pump. So it's actually a very manageable sized problem once you come up with this idea that you put the stuff up there. The best place to put it is in very high latitudes. That's very far north, or in the southern hemisphere, very far south. So northern Canada, Russia, someplace like that, that's up 60, 70 degrees north.
So run one of these garden hoses at the North Pole, basically, one at the South Pole. Turn them on every year,
yep.
and you've solved the problem of global warming?
Well, we've done a series of computer simulations that tell us exactly that. That one of these units at 60 to 70 north, with a set of assumptions about how you put the aerosol up there, would negate global warming as we have it today, and by putting it up there would particularly protect the Arctic. And once you protect the Arctic, you shut off a bunch of these potential tipping point mechanisms. Once you cool the Arctic, our simulations show that, in fact, you draw enough heat from the rest of the hemisphere that you bring the rest of the hemisphere into line, and you don't have any severe dislocations of the weather.
And it's worth pointing out, your stuff is all computer simulations, but of course so are the predictions that the IPCC model uses to predict very bad stuff happening. So if we believe those computer simulations, there's no reason to assume yours are wrong.
Well, I think, yes, that we use the same kind of computer simulations, the same sort of software, with the same sort of assumptions. Now, neither one of them is perfect. But it gives us confidence, and at least as much confidence as we would have in the other directions. Now, of course, before you really deploy it, you'd want to run some more simulations, and you'd want to do some small-scale experiments. There's a lot of things to do to sort of responsibly build the full case. But from what we can tell, this is an idea that has incredible promise.
Now, are governments knocking on your doors?
So, not so far.
And we will
That's
be back with Nathan Myhrvold, more on global warming, the future of energy, and a way to power the whole world.
Okay, that's enough. You can watch part two at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, or you can go directly to YouTube and pull the clip up. It's CNN, a former Microsoft head, talk of geoengineering the planet. Okay, I wrote some notes during that. And I want to go over those notes, then we're going to give the number out, open the phones up, and get into the government grab of health care. And I'm not taking these in any particular order. This is their way, through the fear of global warming, to not just tax you, but set up a global agreement for weather modification. And there's actually a 1970s UN treaty that the U.S. and others signed on to on weather weapons. So see, while they've been telling you none of this existed, now being declassified incrementally because they're getting ready to go public with it. While they've been busy manipulating and testing all of this, they now tell you that they're just now getting around to testing. So they want to set up a global weather bureau, and Bill Gates has been given all of the secret technologies, because it's now declassified 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, for sulfur dioxide from aircraft, sulfur dioxide from blimps. We have the documents. Associated Press, you name it, reported on it. I just said, oh, look, there's Ben Livingston. They say he's the main inventor. Call him up. Yeah, we control hurricanes. It was all certified. I don't know why they let these hurricanes do what they did. I talked to other meteorologists and experts. They go, yeah, these hurricanes like Katrina don't act like hurricanes normally do. You got double eyes in some of them, strange behavior, aircraft seen spraying. While this is going on, they can strengthen them or weaken them. So you have a global weather bureau they openly want to set up. Bill Gates has now said this. We predicted they would do this years ago because we know how they operate. We have enough info. We understand their program. They create the crisis, whether real or manufactured. They offer the solution. It goes on. Again, they sell it all with climate fear. The public thinks, well, if they're going to put blimps up in the upper atmosphere and aircraft and spray us, why, it must be real if the government's doing this. It's a giant corporate boondoggle, a new global weather bureau that we'll spend hundreds of billions a year on, already going on secretly, now being declassified. It takes global agreements to get this set up, which is what they want, globalization. It can also cover what they're doing and cover all their weather weapon programs that are happening. NASA reported 3 years ago that the Earth in the last decade has become 20% darker than in the 100 years it was accurately measured before that. Because there's all this new hazy cloud cover formed by the chemtrails. That's just the low-altitude aerosol spraying. When I use chemtrail, that's the colloquial common term for it. They have literally thousands of documents that he classified this year where Department of Energy, Department of the Army, Department of the Air Force, they're just all out spraying globally. And it's all black budget and secret how much they're spending. It's a giant program manipulating the weather. The Earth is now 20% darker at least. I mean, we're living in the middle of Buck Rogers, folks, but the general public doesn't understand it. Continuing, he says, yes, we'll use the same software that we've used for the global warming models, all centralized, fraud-driven by United Nations groups. So more scams. You'll never know what they're really doing. It's a cover for their weather weapons and weather manipulation. And then they say, oh, well, we'll test this on a small scale. They've already been testing on a giant scale with HAARP, and that's just one location. They've got them in Europe on record, smaller stations all over the country where the Pentagon admits they're testing it and ionizing the atmosphere along with the barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur dioxide they're projecting. When he said these things reflect back into space, that's only a small part of it. They also form nuclei for clouds. That's the main driver, according to the climatologist we've interviewed here. It's the nuclei. The potash, other things that we put into the atmosphere form nuclei. Smokestacks, forest fires. But even more importantly, space dust, micrometeors coming in by the millions every day. That's a conservative estimate. Those are breaking up in the atmosphere, forming nuclei that water particles freeze onto in the upper atmosphere, becoming larger, microhail. Then as it comes into the lower atmosphere, it heats back up, creating water vapor that you know as clouds. You understanding this? So when they say test on a small scale, there's no way to test these technologies on a small scale and know what it's going to do in the giant terra scale or planetary geo scale. Okay? So test on the small scale. What a fraud. They're already testing on a giant scale. You just weren't supposed to know about it. Now they're going public with it. Namely because they want to publicly use it. And since 1995, researchers, meteorologists, scientists, people have gone up in aircraft behind the chemtrails. They said it's barium salts, aluminum dioxide, sulfur dioxide. It's being dispersed in jet fuel. We've done studies. You could clearly do this and have it disperse the nuclei. Then John P. Holdren, White House science czar, who also wrote the book Eco-Science, calling for putting stuff in the water to sterilize you and your family, and he wants a planetary government, read his own book. He comes out and says, yeah, we got jets that are going to spray the clouds and create clouds to protect you from global warming. 3 years ago, government-approved textbooks nationwide in public schools, two of them came out for 7th and 8th graders, used all over the country, where they teach the kids the government is spraying trails to create sunscreen to protect you. So see, they're teaching the kids, it's like Time Magazine for kids, in two different issues. One 5 years ago, one 3 years ago that I know of. I was sent this. You know, they have Time Magazine free for kids in school. Federal government pays for it. And it says, your parents don't understand the future. They're old-fashioned, but you're cool. You're going to take a microchip that you're going to buy and sell with, and then no one will be able to take your identity. See, they're teaching your kids they're chemtrailing. They're teaching your kids that microchips are good. They're teaching your kids global warming's real and to come home and rebuke you. That's on the news now. We told you about it before it was on the news. It's a total scientific dictatorship. They're manipulating the weather. They're manipulating our genetics. I haven't even gotten to this yet. Last night, we're up here working late on a film. I ordered for the office a couple Papa John's pizzas. And I don't consider it total junk food, but it certainly is fattening. And the pizzas come in, and I'm putting pepper. I love pepper. I'm dumping a whole packet of pepper on my pizza, and I read the label, and it says crushed red peppers treated with radiation. Zoom in on this for me. Crushed red peppers treated with radiation. You're going, what does it have to do with chemtrailing? What does it have to do with genetic engineering? Ladies and gentlemen, I can't describe to you the information I know that is publicly available and mainstream news. I can't begin to even, I mean, look, I mentioned last night how 5 years ago, in 2004, the EPA approved spraying live viruses on most meat. And people don't believe me. Here's New York Times. Agency approves first use of viruses as food additive. Live viruses. Here is ABC News. Viral meat spray. Advancing food safety. I have newscasts where they say mercury is good for your children's brains and that melamine is good for babies when it kills people. The government says that they want to put lithium in your water. The government admittedly puts over 150 chemicals in your water already that cause cancer and sterilize you. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand what's going on?
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Way up. Way up. Look, I covered geoengineering manipulations of the weather by a private global government in a concise fashion in the last 40 minutes or so. What I want to do, dealing with the poisoning of the food, the water, I want to do that in a concise 10-minute fashion towards the end of the show. I want to go ahead and give the number out now and get into government takeover of healthcare that's looking more and more like a nightmare reality. And take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. And then I'm going to get into the irradiation of your meat, your food, your vegetables, even the pepper you put on your pizza. I want to get on to viruses being sprayed on all the major meat products, exactly what this means, what's being put in your water, the discussions of putting Prozac, lithium, and statins in your water. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, they're just coming out in the open with everything right now. This is real, and people need to be aware of this. So that is coming up in the next hour. But again, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. I've done an hour and 55 minutes, 30 seconds of radio today. I haven't plugged any of our sponsors. I want to let you know about some of the folks that made today's show possible. Did you know you can be drinking fresh, clean water right from the air you breathe? No, this isn't something out of a science fiction book. Our sponsor, Ecola Blue, with the Ecola Blue 28 machine will allow you to do just that. It's easy to use, and it will make up to 7.5 gallons of water per day. This is their base unit. They have other ones like the Ecola Blue 30. It grabs water right out of the air, puts it through 7 filters. The Ecola Blue 30 puts it through 12-stage filtering process, including reverse osmosis and carbon. That's EcolaBlue.com, EcolaBlue.com, or give them a call, 800-691-6043. It is the best you can get, EcolaBlue.com, or 800-691-6043. Also, I want to tell you about Front Sight Firearms Training. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute? Is offering a free handgun, you heard me right, and 5 days of firearms trainings to my listeners. This offer is only available for a limited time because Dr. Piazza is literally paying his own money out of pocket to be able to offer you this deal, and it won't last forever, so listen up. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act Fast will give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. Family atmosphere, premier training above law enforcement and military training. FrontSight.com, like the front of your rifle, FrontSight.com. Check them out today, and there's also banners on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for FrontSight.com. And one more sponsor I want to tell you about, eFoodsDirect.com, the non-hybrid, non-GMO leader in the lowest prices in high-quality storable foods who I bought from. I bought from others who didn't like it. A lot of people sell you old 5-10-year-old crud. This is high-quality food, eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com if you forgot the link. That's the letter E, foodsdirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. They have 3-day packs, 7-day packs. For camping, month-long, 3-month packs, year packs, incredibly inexpensive, 85% or more off supermarket prices because there's no middleman. The factory direct, the food's all from right here in America except for the bananas. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. A lot of free videos and info on their website. Go check it out, eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Again, we're going to start the fourth and final hour. Man, these shows go by quick. We're going to start that hour. I'm going to take phone calls. I'm going to get some into the healthcare takeover and the latest on that front. And then I'm going to get into what's being done to your food and water, just how far along this is and how it's being done by design. Now, the average business or company owner, they're not part of it. It's all done compartmentalized. Okay, it's all done by a centralized system. So we're going to break that down coming up towards the end of the show in the last 15 minutes. But first, your phone calls and the news blitz straight ahead in the fourth and final hour. Stay with me.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.